Outgoing Councilwoman Jill Remington Love says the city has had to make tough budget decisions in the past few years. Because of a weak economy, rising health care costs, and retirement, she says it's now dealing with a dire structural deficit.
We know that 13 South is crumbling, 17 Tunnel South is crumbling, sidewalks are crumbling, and alleyways are crumbling. Another year of neglect makes it that much more expensive to repair.
Council Chair Kyle LaMalfa pointed to Mayor Becker's most recent State of the City address to explain why he supported the increase.
He quite convincingly reminded us that we have cut significantly our staffing and our programs over the years to deal with shortfalls related to the Great Recession. And I believed him when he said, we can cut no further.
Councilman Stan Penfold, outgoing Councilman Carlton Christensen, and Mayor Becker were determined to push back a tax increase another year. Penfold prefaced his no vote by saying he represents the most liberal district in the state and does not oppose tax increases that reflect the public's priorities.
We agonized for 8 blocks of Sunnyside for more than a year. We sent mass mailings out for the Sugar House streetcar and debated it for months. Now, in a matter of weeks, with really no meaningful public engagement that I can see, we are raising taxes.
In the next year, residents with a $250,000 home will pay nearly $70 more annually, while businesses valued at $1 million will pay nearly $500 more each year. Most of the new money will be used to tackle overdue maintenance on city streets, sidewalks, and parks, and restore funding to the city's fire and police departments. Despite the council's veto-proof 5-2 vote, the mayor intends to submit a veto statement to the council in the next few days. Whitney Evans, KUER News.